Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 25th, 2024. I have your host, James, with you. And right now, we are joined by some of my favorite people. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center we're going to be featuring in this conversation, but we've got some other friends with us as well. First up, I want to introduce from the Family Center, Amy Scheid. Amy, always good to see you.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you being here. We want to send a big thank you to Kelly Liska for being here as well from Sparhawk Trucking. Good to see you, Kelly. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And, God, I immediately started to feel like I was supposed to filling out data entries and everything. I don't know why. Oh, Moselle is here. We have Moselle. Moselle, of course, we send a shout out to our friends at Stoiber Healthcare. Moselle is here to talk a little bit about Touch a Truck. Mo, it's always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you too, James. Nice to be here.
I want to get into this with you right away, Amy. First up, of course, appreciate all three of you individually and as a team and what you do for our community, supporting one of the most important causes we have in the world today. Appreciate that work. We make change and we make differences zip code to zip code. That's how we make true change. It takes time and patience, and we've been doing that, and it's getting better and better to that point. But there is a lot of work to be done, and that's part of why we have events like this coming up, Amy. I want to dive right into this. Let's go ahead and get into the fourth annual Touch a Truck coming up July 27th.
We are indeed having a summer of fun, James. We have Touch of excuse me, first time I've used my mouth today. Touch a Truck coming up on July 27th. We are going to have our first annual golf outing this year as well. So we are enjoying our event planning at the Family Center this year.
Yeah. These events, they're fun. They're family oriented. They bring a ton of the community together. A lot of opportunities for networking, a lot of opportunities to run into people maybe you haven't seen before, you haven't met before, or anything like that. But certainly, first and foremost, this is an opportunity to bring attention and awareness and funds to the Family Center.
I would agree. I think it's really important that we have a presence in the community, that people know the services that we provide, and that they have an opportunity to support that work as well. Just this past weekend, along with Sparhawk, we were in the parade, and what a fantastic opportunity for us to simply be driving down the road, waving to our fellow community members and having them shout out how thankful they are that we're in this community and that we have a facility like the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center available should they need us.
I used to tell Sue and Deb the first thing I'd say to them when they'd come in. I look forward to a day where you don't have a job.
Amen.
I would love that to happen. And now I get to say that to you, Amy. Here's hoping that one day you maybe come work with us or something, because I'd love that. But for now, we appreciate you being in the position you are and the work that is being done here. And to that point, what you're saying about the parade, I was not able to attend or be down there, but I talked to community members, wanted to hear how it went and everything. And one of the things they did mention was how happy they were, and one person saying how proud they were to see the Family Center in the parade, that we are in a day and age where we don't have to talk in a hushed voice anymore, that we are on the we are at a point now where this topic, this conversation can be talked about like this. And it's mm-hmm. not something that people even blink at anymore. That the note is made that this is an important subject, but they don't shy away from it. And that's how we make, that's another way about making change, is by facing these things more as a community together. And it was great to see that. It was great to hear that from people in the community. And I know I'm going to be hearing stuff about the fourth annual Touch a Truck. I do every year. People love this event. Let's get into this one. And taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club.
Absolutely.
What are some of the vehicles that will be down there this year?
So much fun. It has been so much fun doing my job as of recent, because people are getting to the point where they're letting us know what they're going to be bringing, what we're going to be able to see. Kelly, I'll just start with you. You're bringing a really small truck, right?
Yes, a semi is small.
Ooh.
I was behind them in the parade, and it's never, while we were lining up, I was next to them. And, you know, you see them coming down the road, and you don't realize how big they are until your little tiny minivan is parked next to one, and then it's like, wow, cool. So the kids always love that, the opportunity to see up close a big semi like that. We are having the water and light trucks again, much to my dismay, because the kids love to go up there, pick acorns off the tree, and then chuck them at Miss Amy. So that's fun. We have McDonald family is bringing their antique tractors again for tractor rides, which the kids love. Mm-hmm. We have everything from a 1920s Model T through a 2023 Tesla. Some ATVs, lots of just super fun vehicles. The city is bringing some really fun things. I find this interesting, and I tell this to Brian Slinkman of Next Home often. I'm not exactly sure why the kids love a box truck so much, but I think their voice echoes in it.
Oh.
And they just love to jump in the back of the box truck and jump around. And
what is a box truck?
It's like a moving truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You know, it's pretty much that, eh? It's a box.
Like a big empty box, just like it sounds. Yeah.
No, it's a good question. It's a good question.
And you can fit a lot of kids in it.
Yeah, and kids aren't the only ones that enjoy that. I mean, that I hear. I don't know, but I've heard that it's a lot of fun. There's, of course, not only that, but police cars, ambulances down there as well. And I mentioned that in part because another great part of this event is, yes, all of this going on, family, friends, kids going and take these things in. You know, say a kid is, playing with a Sparhawk, playing on the Spartalk truck or checking things out and looking at a police car. You just never know what could be sparked in that kid that could take them the rest of their lives into a career or something they might want to do. That's a cool part of this, too. But it's also the bridging of worlds and more of that. I talk with Sheriff Becker about this all the time and how they're always looking for opportunities to bridge that gap between the community and them. And here's another opportunity with that. Not only just that, but with these other organizations as well of building those bridges. And that's always nice to be able to see. Anytime we can get that in the community, we appreciate that and appreciate an event like this. That's all fun, all really good things. What else? Are we going to have some food down there, some prizes?
We are. This is a great opportunity for me to talk about the raffle. Kelly has been the shining star and raffle prize creation for the last few years. I feel like I could probably retire and turn that over to her, but she's she's got a few things to do running Sparhawk. But you want to talk a little bit, Kelly, about the past year's prizes?
Yes. The first year we did the Power Wheels truck, and we put the Sparhawk logos on it.
Nice.
And then we did bikes with helmets. And this year, do I say or do I let it be a surprise?
I don't know. It's up to you. A surprise for Amy or a surprise for the community?
Yeah,
we're doing kids' pools and things that go along with that. So.
Oh, awesome.
I love it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's it. They're going to be excited by that. That's a really cool idea. Nice.
And that's tremendous support of the Family Center as well. Those raffles really bring in a lot of money that we're able to use for our staff and to be able to fund the great work that's being done there. We appreciate that so much every year. Sparhawk is also one of our key sponsors. So that enables us to even have this event, having those sponsors that support us at the front end to be able to and get flyers out to all these different companies to bring their materials. We can liaise with the Lions to get that site and get the vision screening that they provide in with those funds. So we appreciate that so much.
Can I say how we first got into this?
Yeah, I love it.
My daughter was an intern with the Family Center.
Yes.
So then she brought this up and I said, well, so when it was mentioned to Mark Sparhawk, he said, definitely it's for the kids and the families. It's local. So I want to keep doing this as long as we can.
And we drag her back in every year, too. Once an intern, you're always in my net.
Right. That's good to note. I love the way you said that, by the way. I do want to note that for a second, Kelly. It's Sparhawk. And I was looking forward to this opportunity, actually, with that company, because I've seen Sparhawk all across different events and different things. I've seen the commercials, but what I've really seen is Sparhawk attached to this event or that event. I've seen a business putting back in this community. And we love to support support that. We want to support that. We want to support more and more of that. Encourage you to do so. You know, find out different ways that you can support not only Sparhawk, but help them support that, what things that they are doing over there. Support those that support this community, everybody. That's how we not only keep great businesses in this community, but keep them flourishing and doing well, which is what we're all trying to do here. And that does segue me into, man, I can't, you can't talk for a I get paid to talk and I can't do it. It does segue me into Moselle and Stoiber Healthcare, who have always done things like this in this community. Mm-hmm. They've always supported the community and done different, looked for different ways to be able to do that. And Moselle, whether it is being on the Family Center board or it is something like that for you, your sister, the team at Stoiber, why is that so important to you to be able to support the Family Center?
Well, we have always wanted to support the community locally, and for me, it's just a passion of mine to support the Family Center effort in particular. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I know how important it is for people to have resources to be able to improve that situation. And the Family Center is doing a great job. They do so much for the community, not only to protect people in their immediate need, but also to try and have services that will prevent domestic violence and sexual assault in the future. And I think solutions are just as important as response to emergency, and they do that beautifully. So that's my personal motivation, but I actually reached out to Amy a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. asking if I could just volunteer my time as a chiropractor, and she's like, well, how about you just be on the board instead? So yeah. That's how I got involved with being a board member. And I'm really excited to be at the event. I want to be able to be present and whatever Amy needs. But I think it's just a nice way for the community to learn more about this resource and the services that are provided. And so that will be my main role there, is just to be a talking head of support. So
well
looking
said.
Forward to it.
Well said, and appreciate that work, Moselle. Thank you for that.
James, I would also add a really important thing that Moselle just led into. The vast majority of grants that we, federal grants that we receive, state grants that we receive, do not fund prevention, mm-hmm. which has always stymied me.
Yeah.
But if it weren't for events like this, the prevention work that we're doing would be very difficult to fund. So just another shout out to Sparhawk and mm-hmm. our other sponsors for supporting this event and helping us to make these things a reality.
It's one of the most important things that we have going forward with the younger generations. Is bringing these numbers down, is bringing knowledge about this subject matter up, and making sure that more and more the next generation and the generation after that, that we're raising these kids right, that we're raising them on the right side of history. Mm-hmm. That's how we're able to, with the prevention work that is being done in events like this, raise the funds for. Again, the fourth annual, man, it's already the fourth annual. That's
crazy.
Amazing. Fourth annual Touch a Truck coming up July 27th at the beautiful Grand Rapids Lions Club. Go ahead and mark your calendars for that. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer to it and making sure that you guys got a great crowd over there and some volunteers. We'll more on that later, including my own self. I need to volunteer too. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center Drive Against Violence Golf Scramble coming up Monday, August 19th. You mentioned before, Amy, this is your first kind of outing into the golf world.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
And I should also mention that this event is fully run with some, just a little bit of admin support from me, but by our board of directors. Mm. So thank you to both James and Moselle for being on the board of directors. We appreciate it. We are very grateful about them being a guiding force for us, but also being active on the board and creating great events like this. This is indeed our first annual golf outing, and we have just released the event on our Facebook page. You can go there, you can sign up to golf, you can sign up to be a hole sponsor. We would love to have you, and please share. Both events are both available to be shared from our Facebook page.
What I like about both of these events is, one, with the Touch a Truck, how it evolves and how it's growing and, you know, adding this or that and bringing in new sponsorship opportunities and different things for not only the Family Center, but for local businesses. The Drive Against Violence, the golf scramble here, it's just in its infancy, and it's going to be so cool next year to talk about this and the year after and to see where these things grow and evolve to. And they get that way by getting big. And we want more and more people to be a part of this event to make mm-hmm. that happen. I have done some research, and it turns out this area loves golf.
Yes.
Okay. Loves golf and loves a good scramble. So you've really got, you're really playing into the community here with this one. This is going to be a lot of fun with this, not only getting people out there. And again, similar to other events we've talked about here, mingling, getting the chance to run into people you may not always get a chance to. Maybe somebody to give a business card to that you don't always get a chance to. Mm-hmm. You're getting outside a little bit, having some fun. I think one thing that doesn't always scream out to people about events like this, but one thing that definitely does to me is the team building opportunities that you have. You certainly have an opportunity to run into people that maybe you haven't seen before or talk to a business and work with them, but you and your own team have a chance to build on your chemistry and your work. And not for nothing, employers keeping employees nowadays is one of the more important things and one of the bigger things employers are facing nowadays. One of the ways you keep employees is team building, is making your employees happy. Events like this are pretty fun to do, are pretty exciting. So there's that part of it as well, as far as being a part of this event or sponsoring a whole. Yeah, you can't go wrong. And if I can, just one other thing that I did some homework on this one before the interview today. And one of the things that we've seen in the last, I want to say it was 4 years, is a lot of businesses lining up with domestic violence shelters. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more of that. And as we talked about earlier about this not being a hush topic anymore, more and more businesses are seeing, well, it's a real bump to attach myself to this. Like, oh, that really helps my business. I associate myself with this particular, like for us, the Family Center. And I'm not only supporting a nonprofit, but I'm showing that I am on this side. This is where I stand. Without even having to say it, you show where you stand on this, which whether we like it or not, more and more people are making that decision when they're deciding, hey, where do I want to buy this? Or where do I want to go for this? You know, oftentimes it is a neck and neck race. Sometimes, if not all, most of the time, these are the kind of things that could be a deciding factor of somebody deciding between this business and this business. The one that supports this cause, the one that supports this something that I believe in, I want to work with them. I want Absolutely. To be a part of that. So whatever you're spending as far as buying a hole or being a co-sponsor of an event or anything, you're getting your money's worth. You're showing not only the being on the right side of history, but that you support a local nonprofit. There is no bad PR attached to these things.
I would agree, and I think that we've seen a myriad of different ways in which organizations have supported us. Moselle's organization providing raffle prizes. You've been a sponsor. They share you with yeah. us, being on the board. Sparhawk and the way in which they've sponsored and supporting us. WFHR is a sponsor, a whole sponsor for the golf outing as well. Thank you very much, James, for arranging that. And we also see organizations paying their employees to come in and volunteer, which is a different aspect of the work that I do at the Family Center. I appreciate that very much, having those volunteers, and I would challenge any organization to share their people with us for either of these great events, as well as having drives for our pantry. We've seen an uptick in that this year, which is fantastic because it is a constant struggle. The need does not go down. We thought after COVID we would see less need for shelter, less need for pantry services, less need for outreach services, and that has not been the case. So any of those ways in which organizations support, we're so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Again, the Drive Against Violence Golf Scramble coming up Monday, August 19th at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club. Shout out to them. You can find out more about this event as well as the fourth annual Touch a Truck at FamilyCTR.org, FamilyCTR.org. Moselle touched on this. Amy, you did as well. Well, I always like to wrap up reminding people that we could always use more hands on deck. We could always use volunteers when it comes to these events or even things at the Family Center. Not everybody may have an extra item to drop off or funds to invest. invest or donate with the Family Center. But a lot of us have an hour or two to kill and can, you know, maybe, hey, do you guys need the lawn mowed? Do you have some light fixtures that need worked on or any kind of thing like that? When it comes to those kind of things and being able to help with whether it's that or volunteering at one of these events, that's one less thing on the gang's plate over at the Family Center so they could freeze them up to do the vital work that they are doing. So we want to encourage everybody to under the sun to volunteer. All you college kids out there, there's not many things that look better on a college resume than not only volunteering, but volunteering at a domestic violence shelter. That's going to look really good on a college resume. To anybody out there who is retired and you're looking for things to do and keep yourself busy, I got it for you. Volunteer at the Family Center. Volunteer at one of these events. There's no downside to volunteering. Very similar to being a business and sponsoring one of these things. There's no bad PR that comes with this. There's no downside to volunteering at a Family Center event. If people want to do that, Amy, or find out more about what we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Well, I would encourage you to visit our Facebook page or our website. Both have volunteer applications. You can always make a call. We do have a 24-hour crisis line as well as a business line throughout the course of the day. I would come to Touch a Truck. Talk to me. Yeah. Talk to Kelly. Talk to Moselle. Ask them, why do you do this? Why? They don't have to be a big organization like Sparhawk that sponsors and provides raffle prizes and shares their Kellys with us to volunteer as well. We would love to have you in any capacity.
Yeah. And keep in mind that line that Amy mentioned there, their crisis line, 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511, anytime, day or night. An advocate will assist you. Keep that in mind. You can also reach the Family Center in other ways. You can email them, info@familyctr.org, info@familyctr.org. Their business line, 715-421-1559, 421-1559. Familyctr.org is the website. Be sure to bookmark that. And as Amy touched on, make sure to like their Facebook page or their social media, subscribe to it, and share the work that they are doing over there. All of you, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.